Well, good morning and happy Easter to everyone.
早安，复活节快乐。
Let's try that again.
再来一次。
Good morning and happy Easter.
大家早安，复活节快乐。
Okay, that's better. That's better. Thank you, Edwin and Anita for the beautiful music this morning.
带来美好的音乐的敬拜。
You ready?
Yes.
Okay.So when I was in high school, I had to take a speech class.
当我在高中的时候，我读了一班。
And perhaps you had to take a class like this too.
可能你也读过这一个的演讲的课。
We were assigned different speeches we had to give.
老师给我们每一段要演讲的一个的课题。
And I remember one speech in particular, I had to speak on my biggest pet peeve.
我记得有一个讲题是讲到
pet peeve? Biggest, how do I say pet peeve in a different way? Thing that kind of annoyed me or bothered me or got under my skin.
我的题目是最影响我最骚扰我的一个的题目。
Yeah, we all had to do this, and
我们都需要讲这个题目。
And I can't remember to this day,what my pet peeve was then.
我到今天为止我忘了我那个最让我最最担心的事情是什么。
But I do remember what my pet peeve is today.
但是今天我记得我今天最影响我的是什么。
And it's a little phrase, that is being used more and more, in our time.
在我们现在这一代经常用的一句话。
Perhaps you've heard it.
可能你已经听过。
Perhaps you've even said it.
可能你也讲过。
And the phrase is this.
那句话是这样子说的。
It is what it is.
这个就是这样子了。
Have you ever heard that one?
你有听过这句话吗？就是这样子了。
Now the reason that bothers me so much, or I consider that phrase a pet peeve to me, is because that statement, to me, is a statement of complete hopelessness.
为什么我最惧怕这一句话呢？因为这句话告诉我们，我们的无盼望，我们的无希望。
It's to me, it's like saying basically your reality is your reality, and there's nothing you can do about it.
这句话的意思就是说，这个就是事实，你做什么都没用的，没有办法去改变这个事实。
Your life is messed up, or.You're broke, or you're not feeling well, or you're single too long, and hey, it is what it is.
你的生活就是这样子，你病了怎么也好，就是这样子了，没有办法改变的。
But I do understand that sometimes people use that phrase in the context of trying to be sympathetic.
我知道有些人用这句话是其实想去关心你的。
People will say that, and what they're meaning is, I see your situation is very difficult.
但可能有人跟你说，他的意思就是说，我知道你的情况是很难过。
And I'm here with you.
我现在在这里陪伴你。
Even though there's nothing we can really do about it.
虽然什么事情我都没有办法改变这个事实。
But I think that many of the times that We say it is what it is.
很多时候我们讲这句话就是这样子。
Is because we've made decisions that have put us in those positions.
可能是因为我们做了一些的决定，把我们放在这个情况底下。
And I think sometimes when we make that comment, we're actually condoning some of the decisions that we've made that haven't maybe been so good.
可能我们讲这句话的时候是讲到我们所做的那个决定其实不是太好的一个决定。
Perhaps it is what it is because, in your situation or my situation, because we've made some decisions that haven't always been what God would want us to do.
我们说就是这样子，可能你曾经做了一些的决定，或者是我做了一些决定，让我们在这个情况底下什么都没有办法做的，也不是神要我们这样子做的。
And so sometimes we find ourselves in situations that feel very hopeless.
那我们就会发现我们在一个很无望的、很没有希望的境界下面。
Did you know that 16% of the population today, it's recorded, is completely hopeless?
你知道今天有16%的人活在没有盼望的生活中。
16% of the people that live around us are living every day without any expectation of good in their life.
16% 的人没有活在我们的生活里面没有真正的希望。
The world, I think, is in desperate need of hope.
我们的世界是非常需要盼望的。
And that's what this day is all about, my friends.
这个是我们今天的为什么要在这里聚会。
This day is about hope. This day is about true hope.
这个关于什么是真正的盼望。
You know, the Bible teaches that there are two types of hope.
圣经告诉我们有两种的盼望。
There's a good hope.
有一些是好的盼望。
There's a bad hope.
有一些是不好的盼望。
There's a heavenly hope.
这是天上的盼望。
And then there's an earthly hope.
有一些是地上的盼望。
There's a hope in God.
有一些在对神的盼望。
And there's a hope on in ourselves and everything on this planet.
也有对人的期望或者是对世界上的期望。
But the Bible says that if our hope is in any place but God, it's a bad hope.
圣经告诉我们除了在神里面的盼望所有的盼望都是不好的。
Because anywhere or anything or anyone else but God has an expiration date.
因为所有的事情所有的人都有一个结束的时间。
But God never expires.
但是神没有一个结束的时间。
So, I think today some of us in this room,
在今天可能有些在我们当中的人
are perhaps struggling with some type of loss in their life.
可能你正在一些的挣扎中
You're struggling with worry.
可能你在担心在挣扎担心的挣扎中
You're struggling with guilt.
可能你挣扎在你的内疚里面
Loneliness.
孤单
Fear.
恐惧
Some type of addiction.
甚至是一些的上瘾
Maybe you're even facing mortality and death.
可能你正在面对死亡的现实
And if you're looking for the solution,
如果你再找一个
to any of those issues in your life,
你要去找一个关于生活上这些问题的答案。
On this planet,
在这个世上
that is a terrible hope.
就在世上就有很多不好的盼望。
Finding your solution to any of those anywhere here is just a band-aid.
如果你在去找的话，你一定会去失望的。
And what God wants us all to do today is to pivot and put our hope and trust solely in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天早上，神要我们就把我们的盼望就根据在神耶稣基督上面。
And you say yes, 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 yes. I've heard that. I've heard that before.
可能你就说，哎，我以前听过了。
I know that's what I'm supposed to do.
我知道这个是我应该做的。
But how do I do that?
那怎么做呢?
Like practically.
那实际上怎么做呢?
Like how do I put my hope and trust in someone who's actually not here physically present with me?
那我怎么样把我的盼望放在一个不在这里的人上面呢?
Like I get and understand that I can hope and trust in my doctor.
我知道怎么样去相信我的医生
that I can trust in my accountant or my attorney.
我知道我怎样相信我的会计师或者是我的律师
I can trust in my job and my financial security.
我可以相信我的工作我的经济稳定的经济
I can even trust in myself.
我也可以相信自己
But it's so hard for me to try to trust in someone who's not here.
但是就要相信一个不在这里的人是很困难的。
And I agree, it's hard to trust someone or follow someone that you don't know.
我知道，如果你要相信一个你不认识的人是非常困难的事情。
It's hard to follow someone that you don't know.
如果你要跟随一个你不认识的人是很困难的。
So I want to share with you this morning three things that you need to know about Jesus so that you can trust him.
所以今天早上我要跟大家分享上一个关于主耶稣基督的事，所以让你可以去相信他。
Follow him.
跟随他。
And put your ultimate hope in him alone.
把你最终的盼望放在他上面。
First of all, let's just talk about for a second who Jesus is. Now, I just want you to listen to the words out of his own mouth, what he said about himself.
那我们先认识主耶稣是谁，我需要你去听主耶稣亲自讲的话。
If you're going to truly put your hope in Jesus,
如果你真正要把你的信任放在主耶稣上面呢？
Then we need to know who he is.
那我们必须要知道他是谁。
And Jesus said this, which will come up on the screen now, in John 14. He says, John 14:9, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
主耶稣说，如果你看见我，就好像看见我的父一样。
This won't come up on the screen, but Jesus also said, I and the Father are one.
耶稣也说我跟父原为一。
What does that mean, I and the Father are one?
什么意思呢？我跟我的父是原为一，是什么意思呢？
Jesus is saying that the Father and I, we are one in purpose, we are one in mission, we are one in mind.
主耶稣的意思是我跟我的父是同一个目的，同一个使命，同一个心思。
We are one in strength, we are one in power, we are one in glory.
我们同一个能力，同一个大能，也是同一个荣耀。
We are one, we are one God.
我们是一个神。
Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus declares for himself that he is God and worthy of your trust and hope.
耶稣说，我就是那个神，是值得你相信的。
But you say I need more.
但是你就问，还有吗？
Let's talk about what Jesus has actually done for you.
那我们就再看耶稣为你做了什么。
He's not only God, but the Bible says that he so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
圣经说耶稣很爱世人到一个地步，他为人死，让人可以不至灭亡，反得永生。
The Bible says that God has loved you with the ultimate love.
圣经告诉我们神爱你，用最高的层次的爱来爱你。
Jesus says there is no greater love than this, that a person would lay down his life for another person.
耶稣说没有再比这个更大的爱呢，这个爱是为你可以舍命的。
And so this morning, if you're sitting here and you have any shred of doubt in your mind,
如果今天你坐在这里有一点的怀疑的话呢，
that God loves you,
那神是不是爱我呢？
You should never have that thought again.
你应该就永远不应该再有这一种的想法。
Because God has proved his love for us.
因为神已经证明了他对我们的爱。
By dying on that cross.
他就是为我们死在十字架上。
How do I know though that Jesus is really God and that Jesus really loves me? How do I know? I want to know.
那我怎么知道神耶稣真是神呢？我也怎么知道他真的那么爱我呢？
And the answer is,
那的答案是
the resurrection.
主的复活。
Think about it.
想想，试想想。
If Jesus wasn't truly who he said he was,
如果耶稣不是他自己所说的那样呢？
If he wasn't truly the Son of God,
如果他不是真的是神的儿子，
Would God the Father ever raise him up from the dead?
那父神会把他从死里复活吗？
If he was an imposter or a liar or a fake or a lunatic,
如果他是假装的，或者是在说是骗人的，他会这样做吗？
God would never raise him from the dead.
如果他真的是骗子， 神永远不会从死里让他复活。
He will leave that man in the grave forever.
他会让这个人永远埋葬在他的坟墓里。
But he was raised from the dead.
但是他从死里复活。
As for proof or evidence that he is who he says he was.
这个就证明了他所讲的是真实的。
Secondly, the resurrection not only proves who he was,
另外第二点,
but it proves that everything he said was true.
也证明了他所说的每一句都是真实的。
Everything he ever mentioned, you can trust.
他所讲的每一句话，你都可以相信他。
And you can put your hope in.
那你就可以完全的相信了，信靠他。
And the third most amazing truth of the resurrection.
第三个关于复活的事情
is that it forecasts your future.
就预言了你的未来。
That what is true for him is true for us when we put our faith in Christ.
那关于他所发生时证实的也会发生在你跟我上面。
I hear many people say, over my life, no one can really know what happens after we die.
我听过很多人说跟我说没有人知道我们死了以后会怎么样的。
You seem, Zach, to be so confident about what happens after death, but how arrogant have you been and come back?
你看到我那么有勇气的勇敢的说我知道死了以后怎么样。你为什么那么勇敢的去这样说呢？你曾经死过再回来吗？
No, but this is why Jesus came.
那这个就是为什么主耶稣来。
This is why he died and was resurrected.
所以他来要复活。
So that we could know what happens after death.
那我们就可以知道死了以后是怎么样的。
You can know confidently that when you put your faith in Christ, you too will resurrect.
我们可以完全的相信，把我们的信心放在主耶稣上面，我们死了以后，就好像主耶稣一样会复活。
So this morning, I just want to beseech you and encourage you, if you haven't already, and if you're thinking about it, or contemplating it,
to... 今天想去鼓励你，如果你在还想着这个事情
，to put your hope in Jesus Christ，
要不要把盼望放在主耶稣上面呢
？Secondly, this morning I want to encourage you to trust Him. This is our second point this morning. I want you to exercise your faith. You have to do this.
第二点我想去鼓励你把你的信心放在主耶稣上面。你一定要做的必须要做的事情。
There's a story in the Bible in John 11.
在约翰福音的第十一章有这样子的一个故事。
Familiar story.
大家都很熟悉的。
Story of Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus.
是关于马大、玛利亚跟他们的兄弟拉撒路。
Lazarus gets sick.
拉撒路病了。
And he dies.
然后他死了。
And the sisters send a message to Jesus asking him to come to save their brother.
他的姐姐就找人去告诉耶稣耶稣你快来呀，要救我的弟弟。
And He comes after Lazarus has passed. And he meets Martha.
但是主耶稣来的时候拉撒路已经死了。
And in verses 25 and 26, which will come up on the screen, Martha says this. I'll start in 21 and we'll read down to 25 and 26. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
马大来耶稣到了那里就先跟马大说马大就对耶稣说21节那里主啊你若早在这里
Verse 23 Jesus said to her your brother will rise again
马大刚才说你若早在这里我兄弟必不死然后23节他说耶稣回答你兄弟必然复活
And Martha replied to him and said, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.
然后马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。
And Jesus said to her,
耶稣对他说，
I am the resurrection and the life. And whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live.
耶稣回答说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
And he's saying to Martha, Martha, I, the one who is standing in front of you, I am the one who decides who rises from the dead.
耶稣对马大说，站在你面前的这个人，我是决定他会不会活过来的。
He's saying, Martha, death does not have the final word in your brother's life.
耶稣告诉马大，死亡不是对拉撒路最终的结局。
He says, I do.
我是。
I do. And then he asked her this question in verse 26.
然后耶稣问他一个问题。
He says, everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. And then he asked her, do you believe this?
然后他说，凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？
God is asking us to exercise faith in his promise that he is able to raise us from the dead.
主耶稣在问，你愿意相信我，我可以把你从死里复活吗？
And in order to exercise faith, it's the same process that we practice when we go to the doctor.
这个我们实践对主耶稣基督的信心，就好像我们看医生一样。
We've all been to the doctor.
我们都去过看医生。
When you go to the doctor, what's the first thing you do?
你去看医生的时候，第一件事情你做什么呢？
We research the doctor.
你去考察这个医生是怎么样的。
We do some reading.
我
or we should do some reading.
可能我们会读一些关于这个医生的资料。
And we find out if this doctor actually has the ability, the skills, the degrees to do what he says he can do.
我们就会看到这个医生到底有没有这个能力去治我要他治的病呢？
We make sure that he's done this procedure before on someone else before we get there.
我们会看这个医生有没有做过这一类的可能是手术在我之前有没有做过类似的手术呢？
And after we've done our due diligence, our homework, our reading,
那我们做完我们的考察以后，
we go home, right? And then we think about it by ourselves. Do I really believe and agree that this doctor can do what he says he can do?
那我们就想想，到底我信不信得过这个医生会真的这样子帮我呢？
And then you have to make that decision all by yourself.
那你自己就要做一个决定了。
And then lastly, the third step of faith is you have to go back to the doctor.
那对第三步，你就要回去那个医生。
And you have to lay yourself down on the table.
你就把自己去躺在他那个桌子上。
And let him operate on you.
那让他做他的手术。
And you're trusting him or her that they can do what they said they can do, that they can heal you, and they can put you to sleep, heal you, and then bring you back up, wake you back up, and have you fixed.
那你就相信他去睡在他前面被麻醉，然后治好你，然后你再起来，重新的活动。
And this is what Jesus requires of us.
这个就是主耶稣对我们的要求。
He requires us to investigate his claims.
他要求我们去考察。
Investigate his life.
考察他的话，考察他的生活。
Go home and make a educated decision.
然后回去，然后想清楚，做一个决定。
And then based on that, make a decision to trust him with your life.
根据这些的证据，我们去做一个决定，要不要相信主耶稣成为我们的救主。
There was a father who had a meeting.
有一个父亲有一个会议。
And he took his boy to this meeting, and on the way he stopped right before he got to the meeting and dropped his boy off at like this little ice cream shop.
这个父亲去他的开会之前 把他的儿子停下来，在路途中停下来，再放把他放在一个雪糕店。
He gave his boy some money. He said, "Why don't you get some ice cream? I'll be back in an hour to pick you up."
他给一些钱给这个他的儿子，叫他哎，你自己买一些冰淇淋吃啊，我会来的时候再把你接回去。
I just want you to stand right here at this corner and wait for me at the hour.
我就要你就待在这里啊，去等啊一个小时。
So the dad goes to his meeting.
那父亲就去开会了。
And unfortunately, the meeting runs super long.
但是这个会议后来很长。
And this is the time before cell phones.
这个是有那个手提电话的时代。
And so by the time the dad's meeting ends, he's back in the car and he's headed back to the ice cream shop to pick up his boy.
这个父亲开完会了，就回去那个的冰淇淋的商店去接他的儿子。
It's almost 3 hours later.
大概三个小时以后了。
And as he's approaching the corner where he dropped off his boy,
那他慢慢走到那个冰淇淋店的那个的街口的时候，
he sees his son standing on the corner waiting for him.
他看到他的儿子就站在那里去等他。
And he pulls up, he's like, "Son, I am so sorry."
那他就跟他的儿子说，儿子，对不起，对不起。
He's asked his son, "Were you worried? Were you scared?"
然后他问他的儿子，你有担心吗？
And his son replied, "No."
他的儿子就回答说没有啊。
And his dad asked him why.
那就父亲就问他为什么呢？
And his son said,
那儿子告诉他，
"Because you said you would come back to get me."
因为你说你会回来接我。
My friends, that's faith.
弟兄姐妹，那个是信心。
The son knows the father.
儿子知道那个父亲。
The son agrees that what the father says is true and trustworthy.
儿子听到这个父亲所讲的，然后去相信他。
And the son stays on that corner and waits for his father.
那个儿子就在那个街口上就一直在等着他。
That is faith.
那个是信心。
And this is what God wants us to do, is exercise faith in his son, Jesus Christ.
这个是神告诉我们要我们做的，把我们的信心放在主耶稣上面。
You know, and I hear people today still tell me, "I'm not going to believe in Jesus unless he shows me some miracle."
我听经常听他人说，我不会相信主的除非我看见一些的神迹。
And I just want you to know,
我就只是要告诉你，
that is not faith.
这个不是信心。
That is sight.
这个是看到的。
And God calls us to live by faith.
神告诉我们
Hebrews 11,
要我们相信他。
Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God."
希伯来书第十一章告诉我们，没有信心，我们不能去喜悦，让神喜悦。
For anyone who would come after him or seek him or trust him must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who trust him.
每一个要来跟随主的人都必须要先相信他。
If you have not exercised faith in the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你没有曾经相信过主耶稣，
today is the day to do that.
今天你可以做这个决定。
He is the only one worthy of your 100% trust.
他是值得你100%的信心的。
He will never let you down.
他永远不会失言。
We've all trusted other people and other things and they've always let us down.
你可能相信过某一些人，某些事情，那些曾经让你失望。
With Christ, this will never happen.
在主耶稣里面，你永远不会失望。
Maybe some of you here this morning are sitting here and you're still a little skeptical.
可能你现在坐在这里还有一点的怀疑。
Well, our third point this morning is I want to introduce you to someone who may be just like you.
我希望介绍一个人给你认识，他可能就好像你一样。
And I want this story to encourage you to renounce your unbelief.
我希望这个故事让你知道你的不信。
There's a story in John 20.
有一个故事在约翰福音的第二十章。
And it's interesting to to know that after Jesus resurrected from the grave,
很有意思的，在主耶稣已经复活了以后，
did you know he made 10 different appearances to different groups of people in the 40 days after he resurrected?
在他复活的复活以后的40天以内，他曾经跟不同的人去显现过。
So between the time of his resurrection, 3 days after he was crucified, to 40 days later when he ascended into heaven, he appeared over 10 times.
他超过十次，在他复活以后，他升天之前，这40天以内，显现过给十群不同的人看到。
And one of those times was to visit one specific man named Thomas.
Yeah, 有一次呢，就特别显现给这个的门徒叫多马。
And Thomas was a skeptic.
多马是一个怀疑的人。
At this moment, he was an unbeliever.
在当时他是一个还没有相信主的人。
And it records in John chapter 20 the account of this encounter.
我们在约翰福音的第20章就看到这一段的经文。
I want you to listen to this.
我希望你听到这一句。
This is John 20, 25 through 29.
这个是约翰福音的20章。
I'll read the entire passage and then I'll let Pastor Ko read it as well. It says, so the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord, one of the many appearances.
在20章25节那里，门徒对他说，我们已经看过主了。
But he said to them, Thomas says, unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe.
但是多马就跟这些门徒说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入他那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
8 days later, the disciples were inside again and Thomas was with them. And although the doors were locked, Jesus came in and stood among them and said, peace be with you.
然后过了半天，第二十六节，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说，愿你们平安。
So the resurrected Christ is in the room with Thomas.
那复活的主就在那个房间跟多马在一起。
And he says to Thomas,
然后他就跟多马说，
put your finger here and see my hands and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe.
耶稣对多马说，伸过你的指头来摸我的手，伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁，不要怀疑，总要信。
And Thomas answered him,
然后多马回应他，
my Lord and my God.
我的主，我的神。
And Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me?
耶稣对他说，你因看见我才信。
Blessed, happy are those who have not seen and yet believed.
但是那没有看见就信的有福了。
Bible says that salvation comes into our lives through hearing the word of God and believing it.
圣经告诉我们，我们的得救是因为我们听了福音，然后信福音，然后就得救的。
If you want true hope,
如果你要真正的盼望
lasting peace,
平安，永恒的平安
，an escape from your biggest problem,
然后
which is death,
然后躲开你最大的难题死亡。
Then I encourage you this morning, renounce your unbelief right now and put your faith in the Lord Jesus.
今天我就邀请你把你的不信挪开，把你的信心放在主耶稣基督上面。
And if you have done that,
如果你已经做了的话，
Jesus calls you this morning,
耶稣今天呼召你，
to follow him,
跟随他。
And this is our last point this morning.
这个是最后的一段。
And this is the most difficult point.
这个是最难做的。
It means to follow Jesus means not to follow ourselves any longer.
跟随主耶稣就是不跟随我自己。
It means to let Jesus be the leader of our life.
就是让主耶稣成为我生命的领袖。
Take control of your life and be the Lord and Savior of your life.
掌管我的生命，成就我的生命。
Now I know, that's extremely hard.
我知道这个是很难的。
And you know that's extremely hard.
你也知道这个是非常困难的。
If you truly tried to follow Jesus, it doesn't take you very long to figure out it's not an easy road.
如果你真正的认真的去要跟随耶稣，你就会发现，哎，这个不容易啊。
And it's especially not easy in a world where the number one religion is love yourself.
如果特别在这个时代里面，对第一个最多人的宗教是爱自己。
We're told.All day long to take care of ourselves.
我们每天都很多人告诉我们要照顾好自己。
To preserve ourselves.
我们要保存自己。
To look out for ourselves.
我们为自己要想。
But let's just be real.
那我们诚实的去看。
You can do all of that.
你可以做那些。
For your whole life.
你一生都来照顾好自己。
And it's not going to work out.
但是这个不会成功的。
Because the reality is you can't save yourself. I don't care how much attention and love you give yourself.
但是你花了一生来爱自己，你总不能拯救自己。
We can't raise ourselves from the dead.
我们不能把自己从罪里面复活。
You and I, we can't even preserve a loaf of bread.
我们
past its expiration date.
我们连一块面包都不可以存到过了它的保养期。
Loving ourselves is not the solution.
爱我们自己不是那个的答案。
No, the Bible is, God's word is constantly trying to move us away from loving ourselves.
神的话经常提醒我们不要爱自己。
Because God knows that it's a futile attempt.
但因为神知道这个是我们有这样子的引诱。
Did you know that in the Bible there is no command to love yourself?
你知道在圣经里面没有一个神的指令要我们爱自己的。
There's a command to love God.
有诫命叫我们去爱神。
There's a command to love your neighbor.
有诫命叫我们去爱我们的邻舍。
You're commanded to love your wife.
有叫我们去爱太太的诫命。
You're commanded to love your enemy.
甚至有诫命叫我们爱我们的敌人。
But why is there no command to love yourself, take care of yourself, preserve yourself?
为什么没有一个诫命叫我们爱自己更多？
Because unfortunately, we do that all by ourselves.
那因为我们已经在做了。
We spend, and I'll talk about myself too. I spendOr I have spent in the past the first half of my day.
我一般会在过去我会花半天的时间
focused on organizing things for my own benefit.
我就为我自己的好处去计划。
And I've spent the second half of the day many times.
然后我就花另外一半天
trying to preserve my.Life and the things that I've set up for myself.
然后就保持我已经计划的为我自己的计划。
With little or no time to love God or others.
没有真的花时间去爱神或者是为其他人。
And you ask, okay, I got it, I hear it loud and clear. But if I don't take care of myself, if I don't look out for myself and preserve myself, who's going to do it?
你可能说我知道了，但是如果我不自己照顾好自己，那谁会做这些事情呢
？And the Bible says Jesus will do it.
然后圣经说耶稣会做。
But you have to trust him.
但是你要相信他。
You have to let him.
你要让他。
You have to follow him.
你要跟随他。
Jesus is saying, "Let me lead your life. Let me sustain you."
耶稣说让我去带领你让我去保护你。
Let me be your Lord and Savior.
让我成为你的主你的救主。
Trust me and put your hope in me.
相信我，然后把你的信心放在我上面。
I want to turn to one last passage in John 12.
我要翻到约翰福音的第十二章。
In John 12, Jesus says these verses, which will come up on the screen.
约翰福音的第十二章。
He says in verse 24, he says, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
在约翰福音的第十二章二十四节这样说，我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就世上生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。
Do you see what Jesus is saying here to you?
你看到主耶稣在这里要跟你说的吗？
This is a parable.
这个是一个比喻。
This is an earthly expression of a spiritual truth.
这个是世上一个的故事，在说明一个属灵的真理。
He likens you to a little seed.
他要看，你要你看到自己好像一个的。
A little seed in a Ziploc bag.
一粒的麦子。
And you can spend your whole life preserving your little seed, keeping it safe in its little Ziploc bag.
你可以花你的一生保存这块这粒这个这粒的麦子。
And that's all you'll ever be. It's just one little lonely seed your whole life.
你可以放在一个保存箱里面，还是怎么样去保存这个粒子？一生过了，你还是一粒孤单的麦子。
And then someday your little seed in your Ziploc bag is just going to be discarded for all eternity.
最后呢，这个。在永恒里面，这粒麦子就不知道丢到哪里去了。
Or,
或者呢
？You can take the seed out of the bag.
你可以把你的这个一粒麦子从你的保存盒里面拿出来。
And you can bury it in the ground.
然后放在地里面。
Which is symbolic of us losing our life, dying to ourselves.
意思就是说，我们愿意为基督死。
And then you can let God breathe in through you new life.
然后让神给你一个新的生命。
Fruitful life.
有结果值的生命。
You can bear much fruit with your life.
你可以借着你的生命结更多的果子。
But you have to die.
但是你需要
to do that.
你需要先死才可以做得到。
You can't stay in your little Ziploc bag, just you, your little seed, preserving you, protecting you.
你不可以只是待在你的保存袋里面，永远的保存自己。
Jesus says, whoever loves his life, he just wants to hold on to his little seed, keep it safe, keep it pretty, keep it comfortable.
如果你耶稣说，如果你爱自己，要保存自己的生命，就在那个很舒服的环境里面保存。
You're going to lose it.
你就会失去
forever,
永远的失去。
But if you will bear yourself,
但是如果你愿意结果子
，God will change your life and give you a brand new life, bearing much fruit.
你愿意死在地里，那神就让你结出更多的果子。
And this really is the litmus test of whether or not you will be resurrected on the last day.
这个是你看到你有没有永生的最大的考验。
If you today have not died spiritually,
如果今天你属灵上没有死的话，
you should not have confidence that God is going to raise you physically.
你应该对主会有以后让你复活是没有信心的。
If you die,
如果你死了
God promises,
神答应你
He will resurrect you and give you new life.
在永生他会给你永他会让你复活给你一个新的生命
Releasing control of your life and transferring control to Christ will bring you eternal life and the fullness of joy.
你如果你可以放弃对你自己的控制让神控制你得到就可以得到永生。
My friends, you have everything you need this morning to begin a brand new life.
今天早上你有一切所需要的，来去活一个新的生命。
You have the word of God, the truth of God before you.
你有神的话，真理在你前面。
You all in this room right now have a sound mind to make the right decision.
你已经有足够的资料来做这个决定了。
And God the Father has asked you this morning,
父神今天要问你,
to not just be a hearer of the truth,
不要只是听到真理,
but to do it,
但要实践活出来。
And to exercise your faith in Christ.
要在主里面实践你的信心。
And put your hope in Jesus this morning.
把你的信心放在主耶稣基督上面。
And you can do this.
你可以做得到。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
一同来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the hope that you give us.
主很感谢你今天给我们这样子的盼望。
Please forgive us for placing our hope in anything and anyone else.
请你饶恕我，就把曾经把我的希望放在其他的事情上。
You are so ready to bear much fruit in each of our lives.
你是已经准备好让我们结出果子。
But we are stubborn.
但是我们很固执。
We are selfish.
我们很自私。
Sometimes we are scared.
有些时候我也很惧怕。
God, give us courage this morning and encouragement.
神，求你给我鼓励。
To deny ourselves.
让我们舍己。
And to let you work in and through our lives.
让你去在我的生命里面继续你的工作。
God, for those in this room this morning who are not believers.
今天在我们座位上还没有信你的
Lord, I pray that you would grant them faith.
我求你给他们信心
That they would see that what you have promised is the truth.
让他们看到你所答应的都是真实的
And that there is true salvation.
真正的救恩
There is such a thing as eternal life.
是永生是真实的。
That comes through knowing you and you alone.
永生只能从你认识你才得到。
God, we thank you that if we will trust you,
感谢主让我们信靠你。
And we repent of our sins, turn away from our sins.
我们去悔改。
And seek to obey you and follow you.
寻求你来去顺服你。
You promise us today, this morning,
那你就会答应我们,
that you will enter into our hearts,
你会进到我们的心里面,
and make us new.
让我们有一个新的我。
There's only one way to find that out.
只有一个方法可以知道这个是不是真的。
And that's to exercise faith. And you.
就是把我们的信心放在你上面。
May that happen today in many lives, not only in this church, but in churches all over this planet.
让我们今天就是思考这个事情。
We pray for your honor and glory.
我们为了你的祷，我们向你祷告。
Amen.
奉主耶稣的名，阿门。